internet is in an uproar over the Scrooge-like attitudes of those who are missing that extra bit of Christmas joy this season. Find out how the secret to Christmas cheer is found in the joy of helping your own community after a short message from our sponsor.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Recently, a young boy named Michael went to visit Santa at a local Illinois mall. At the top of his Christmas list, a Nerf gun. But when he told Santa his request, the mall worker said, no, no guns. Next, Santa told the boy, if your dad wants to get it for you, that's fine, but I cannot bring it to you. The Christmas joy of several Minnesota residents was also dampened when they received anonymous letters detailing the offensive nature of their Christmas light displays. The letter states, I couldn't help but notice your Christmas light display. The idea of twinkly, colorful lights are a reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society, a reminder of systematic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas or who can't afford to put up lights of their own. Kim Hunt, a nurse in a COVID-19 hospital unit, was only the first target of this joyless Grinch. After she shared her sad story on social media, several other neighbors came forward to say they had also received the same typed letter. In both instances, the online community was both supportive of the afflicted families and righteously indignant. In fact, after their undeniably unpleasant experience with the mall Santa, Michael's mother, Sabella DiCarlo, shared in her Facebook post that many generously offered to send Michael a Nerf gun. The mother hopes to turn this incident into one of hope and generosity, not only for her son, but also for all who have followed their story. She said, if you are still feeling generous, please send a toy to Toys for Tots or another charity of your choice for a child who really needs some magic this season. Likewise, internet supporters called for the Minnesotan residents to ensure the joy of Christmas lights. One tweet offered to pay for extra lights for the decorations. Another said, saying that others may not be able to afford lights is as ridiculous as saying your house offends the homeless. I love Christmas lights. That I can enjoy the displays while not having to make any effort myself makes me even happier. The online community rallying around these two families is enough evidence to show that even though the world is full of the Scrooges and Grinches, there are still generous people who will help you spread Christmas joy. For more stories like this, visit charismanews.com, listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.